Megadeth. Hi friends, it's Andriy Vasilenko and welcome to Metalgeek, where we are overanalyzing our favorite f***ing band. Needless to say, Metallica is huge, and everyone and everything that ever was somehow related to Metallica, even in the slightest way, instantly gets credibility and like, man, I was part of Metallica, maybe like half of tens of percent, but still, and who has the most of the right to boast I was part of Metallica? Yes, actually the Metallica members, former and actual. And so the bands they formed, or came from, or somehow participated in before and after Metallica, they become part of kind of Metallica family tree, the family tree of the bands related to Metallica in some way, directly, indirectly, fully, not fully, and so on. That's what we're going to discuss today. The bands that shared the most of the genes with Metallica. I had this idea for a long time, actually for like 2 years, and supposed to be on the first Metallica episode. And what brought back the idea to me is the Metallica Black Album reissue, where I found this kind of family tree drawn in their book. It was not complete, it ended on 1991. Since then, more musicians went through Metallica and more bands it spawned, or got related to Metallica in some way. So yeah, let's reconstruct it now. And if you haven't watched my unboxing of the Black Album reissue, it was really fun, really exciting, emotional video, go to Metallica channel on YouTube. And actually it got some surprises, such as the snake on the cover of the Black Album could have been red. It was supposed to be bright red, as noted in the sketch. So go to the video now or after this episode. And yeah, subscribe to the channel if you haven't. There's stuff that goes only as video, and there's stuff that goes only as audio. You can hear now Metallica podcast. So get comfy and enjoy the discussion. There is examples of such bands that are more talked about, like in terms of their family tree, like Deep Purple, Rainbow, Black Sabbath. They form kind of constellations of the bands that came from Deep Purple or are most related to it via crucial band members. Oftentimes it's vocalists, but in the case of Metallica, it's mostly the musicians. And yeah, before we get to building Metallica family tree, let's decide on what is counting as the genes. And I think that in our case, the genes, the blood, is the riffs, the creative contribution. So the guys who brought most of music to Metallica, they have the most of the genes that they could take on their new bands, and thus the bands get the highest tier of Metallica relative. So these songs, the music is like children. And in Metallica, it's clear, James Hetfield is the daddy in Metallica, and the mama is, alright, Lars, it's Lars. James once joked that Lars was his first wife, so yeah, James is papa, Lars is mama. And the other guys who were Metallica, who contributed the riffs, they're also like fathers, but like secondary fathers. It's kind of a weird thing to say, but so everyone who is coming with the riffs in Metallica, he is the daddy. And Lars, his function is, he takes the riffs inside, and from the other side goes the song. And Dave Mustaine does count too as a father. He had contributed almost half of Kill 'Em All, and his seat went beyond the album, onto Ride the Lightning, and even Master of Puppets, if you count Leper Messiah. So he was one of the Metallica's gene possessors. And then he leaves Metallica, and he gave birth to Megadeth, which is, I think it's safe to say, the closest to Metallica. It shares the most of creative genes because of Mustaine. So it's in some way like half-brother of Metallica. You know, when people say about cars, ships, countries, they often say that she. And yeah, why go far? In Wherever I Roam, James refers to the road as she. And she keeps me satisfied, gives me all I need, you know. So let's refer to the bands as girls too. So Metallica is she, and Megadeth is the half-sister of Metallica. Yeah, another reason why Megadeth is so much the closest to Metallica is that the whole existence of Megadeth is driven by the revenge. Mustaine wanted to beat Metallica. It's like that sister you cannot get along with. You have that grudge, you have that offense going through your entire life, and every action is just like everything just to beat that bitch. But despite all of the bitterness and poison between the bands, the Metallica actually did not care about, but just Mustaine thing, is still relative, the closest Metallica got. Megadeth. I think it was obvious, but what is the second most related to Metallica band? It may come as a surprise to you, but I believe that's Newsted. The solo project of Jason Newsted, he played heavy metal, and his first album was Heavy Metal Music. That was an awesome album. Unfortunately, it didn't live long for various reasons, but I really appreciate Jason Newsted made this effort. It really gave to Metallica fans something the closest to Metallica in between their albums, between Magnetic and Hardwired. It was a long time. Newsted was not that of a contributor to Metallica as Dave Mustaine was, but still, he had three songs co-written. He was allowed to participate in the songwriting. He was a prolific composer, maybe not quite in the style of Metallica, but still. By the way, the album of Newsted has some riffs that were brought to Metallica in the 90s, but were rejected for some reasons. So the Newsted project, even though short-lived, it still was the legit half-sister of Metallica. And that's basically it. There is no sisters of Metallica. So the first tier is complete. Megadeth and Newsted. But we still got a lot of bands that could qualify as some sort of relatives of other tiers. Yeah, the next closest could be actually the ancestors of Metallica. The bands pre-Metallica that the boys were in before the band. And the father of Metallica could be, I think, Led the Charm. The band of James Hetfield, Ron McGowney, and Hugh Tanner, who allegedly wrote a couple of riffs for Kill 'Em All, namely Motor Breath and some other. He delights, yeah. So Led the Charm is the daddy of Metallica, or the mother of Metallica, since we refer to them as girls. Mustaine's pre-Metallica band was Panic, as far as I know, but on the reach of Metallica, the family tree, it says not Panic, but Nemesis. I don't remember it, but Panic is more well-known, and Mustaine obviously contributed to the music, so it really counts as maybe Panic is aunt, I think. As well as, say, Flotsam and Jetsam, Jason contributed lyrics and music to the band, so it has some genes too, but before Metallica, it was like the fruit was ripening. Jason was not Metallica member yet in Flotsam and Jetsam, obviously, so it's kinda predecessor too. And same for Exodus. Kirk came from Exodus, it was his band, he was the songwriter there, he formed it, also an aunt. How about Trauma? I'm not sure if Cliff Burton had enough creative freedom, if he contributed riffs to Trauma, so I'm not sure if to count it as the second tier relative, but let's count it, he played bass solos there, so let's count it at par with the Flotsam and Panic and Exodus. And before Trauma, there were Easy Street and Ages of Misfortune. And these are kinda one generation back, so it's kinda great aunts. And speaking of Easy Street, it was the band of Cliff Burton with Jim Martin and Mike Bordin, who would become Faith No More. And so since Easy Street is the Metallica's great uncle, and Faith No More came from it, so it's kinda Metallica's second cousin. Pretty close too. Faith No More is the closest, after all these Megadeth, Newsted, Exodus, bands to Metallica. And the only remaining guy who contributed to Metallica music, who has the genes, is Robert Trujillo. In what bands before Metallica he was part of and was contributing to, there was Suicidal Tendencies and Infectious Grooves. Those are two Metallica's, I wouldn't say aunts, but at least nephews. We are done with all the bands that have at least some creative genes of Metallica, some blood, some riffs. And the second tier is the bands that the Metallica members were in, but more like session musicians, were like hard guns. And Robert Trujillo beats everyone in this regard. He was in Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah, second tier Metallica relative is no other than Ozzy Osbourne. Also, Black Label Society and Jerry Cantrell Project, he recorded one album with him. And yeah, this is the link from Metallica to Alice in Chains, basically. So Alice in Chains is Metallica's third cousin, fourth removed. I know, this is such a weird terminology in English. Once removed, twice removed, what the hell does it mean? So Alice in Chains is like very distant cousin of Metallica, but still, it counts. And also we could count a third tier relative of Metallica, the band Voivod, in which Jason Newsted played after Metallica for 7 years, recorded many albums, not sure about contribution in terms of music and lyrics, but he was there. But it was not the founding member. It's not like Newsted project. And what should we do about Echo Brain and the other dozen of Jason Newsted side projects? I'm not sure. It's like it has so little from Metallica. It was actually the reason why Metallica broke up. Why Jason left. Because James was not happy about having some side project. It was like, in the eyes of James Hetfield, having a side project while being the member of Metallica, it was like an affair. So yeah, Echo Brain and such, they, if they are Metallica family tree, they are like outskirts. Not sure even where to put them. But it looks like the ice has melted a bit, and in recent years it was allowed to do some semi-serious side project. You know, the Kirk's Wedding Band. Wedding Band, what the hell? I'm not keeping the count of these semi-projects, so we're not even considering them on this family tree. Maybe in some level like Echo Brain, but let's stick to real fucking metal stuff. And yeah, knowing the attitude of James Hetfield towards side projects, at least until recently, if James was onto making another band, he would be the closest to Metallica like ever, even closer than Megadeth, because, you know, James is the engine. James is Papa, and Lars is the vagina. Then what we had is the big collapse. The guys in the bands, Metallica, had real big projects together, and only basically two can have a place on the family tree as kind of, I don't know, maybe brother-in-law or something. It's Lou Reed, and guess the second? It's San Francisco Symphony. They don't have the blood, but they have this kind of another level of relationship, these bonds, they go beyond genes. Yeah, basically sister-in-law. And also, which is kind of third cousin of Metallica, but in different kind of dimension, is the band called Defcon, which featured Lloyd Grant and Ron McGowney, who were part of Metallica for some time, to some extent, but they didn't contribute, again, their riffs, but still two actual Metallica members in one band. We should give it some place on the family tree. Lloyd Grant, if you didn't know, he played the first Heat Delight solo on Metal Massacre. He was much older than the guys, and he was basically like just, I'm here to help you out. And Ron McGowney was the original Metallica bassist. He played on the demos pre-Kill 'Em All. He was James's close friend, but then replaced by Cliff Burton because Metallica was really ambitious. But still, really appreciate his contribution. His garage will always be a huge part of Metallica legacy. And the last type of the bands that are related to Metallica is the bands that are its relatives in some alternative universe. It's the ones of musicians that could have been in Metallica, were auditioning for Metallica, or were seriously considered to become part of Metallica at some point. And the first to pop on my mind is John Bush. Metallica considered him a vocalist for a long time up until Master of Puppets, because Jim Hetfield was feeling not in his natural skin while being a singer of Metallica for first albums. And they asked John Bush for many years if he is up to join them. That didn't happen, and eventually James embraced his role as the frontman. He got really good at it, and thank God. But in this way, we can count Armored Saint, then John Bush's band, Step Sisters or something like that, as well as Anthrax. John Bush became the singer after Joey Belladonna. He was an essential part of Anthrax for an entire decade. So in this way, Anthrax is also related to Metallica. Yeah, if you want, you can make everything and everyone related to Metallica. You know, the law of five handshakes. You need just five handshakes to get in touch with anyone in the world. And so by this way, we can, let's say, Slayer. We don't have the direct connection to Metallica, but Kerry King, for a brief time, was in Megadeth, and Megadeth is Metallica's half-sister. Black Sabbath, of course, via Ozzy Osbourne and Robert Trujillo. I'm sure we can even link Slipknot to Metallica in some way. Primus. Les Claypool was Kirk Hammett's schoolmate, and he was invited by Kirk to audition for Metallica after Cliff's death. He did not make it, but he left a deep impression on Metallica, and he went to making Primus. And so in this way, Primus is also a kind of stepbrother, stepsister of Metallica. Well, a lot of musicians auditioned for Metallica. But just remember the Saint Anger auditions. A lot of bands that were really not for Metallica, but at least a couple guys were could have been, if anything, instead of Robert Trujillo, such as Pepper Keenan. He looked really good, he is a friend of Metallica, and so in this way, Corrosion of Conformity could be too, kinda a bit forced, but stepsister. And I think that's it. So how many bands have you mentioned? The first tier was Megadeth and Newsted. The second tier was bands like Flotsam and Jetsam, Exodus, Let the Charm, Panic, even Faith No More and Voivod in some regard. Ah yeah, Infectious Grooves and Suicidal Tendencies. Then third tier was Ozzy Osbourne, Black Label Society, and 4, 5, oh my, I'll draw the entire family tree and I'll post it on the website. You can find it in the show notes of this episode. Go to metalgeek.com/37. If you want to support Metal Geek, just rate and review it on Apple Podcast and just share it with anyone who would find it interesting. And go for our YouTube channel for video stuff. Thanks for listening, it's Andriy Vasilenko, and hear you next time, friends.